Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You've reached the Amelia Project. You're welcome. Don't worry, this line is secure. No one else is listening. If you've come this far, then you must be considering a new life. We can help. What is that? Is that music? Since when has anybody played music in this building? Ugh! You've reached the Amelia Project. You're welcome. Don't worry, this line is... You've gotta be fucking kidding me. You've reached the Amelia Project. You've reached the Amelia Project. You're welcome. Don't worry, this line is secure. No one else is listening. If you've come this far, then you must be considering a new life. We can help, but do not continue if you have any doubts. There was no way. Motherfucking shitball, shut up there! What are you doing? It's 8 in the morning! You've reached the Amelia Project. You're welcome. Don't worry, this line is secure. No one else is listening. Just kidding. Everyone is listening. Because although it seems like this building is quite large and partially underground, and although the last time I checked, there were only 2 other employees working for this company who should be in this building at any given time, it appears that there is some sort of party that perhaps involves visiting zoo animals in an adjacent room. Either that, or I've entirely lost my mind, which is, in fact, possible given the nature of my work. You know, now that I think about it, perhaps it would be funny if this message was full of the ramblings of a mad woman, because only if you were truly serious about faking your death and starting a new life would you sit through a 20-minute-long message just to see what's on the other side. Maybe now you're deciphering it as if it includes some hidden code with further instructions, but I hate to disappoint you, it does not. In fact, at this point in my life, I sometimes wonder if my words have any meaning at all. I mean, what is meaning? What is life? What is the square root of 3,420? You've reached the Amelia Project. You're welcome. Don't worry, this line is secure. No one else is listening. If you've come this far, then you must be considering a new life. We can help. But do not continue if you have any doubts. There is no way back. If you do not hear back from us within the hour, consider your case declined. Leave your message after the beep. Thank God.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another anniversary episode. Last time I was telling the story of how 5 years ago I was adrift in Paris. I was on the metro where I'd been daydreaming about the allure of starting over, and I got off at Saint-Germain-des-Prés, and that's where I am now, a few steps from the metro station, sitting in Les Deux Magots Café. Now, today, Saint-Germain is a very swanky and touristy area. There's a Louis Vuitton store just across the street, and I'm sitting outside. It's quite quiet, as it's the morning. It gets very busy with lots of tourists in the afternoon. I can see an elderly lady with an expensive haircut and a Chanel bag and a lap dog that matches her outfit. But it wasn't always like this. In fact, Saint-Germain used to be the gritty bohemian underground. In the 20th century, it was a meeting place for the largely clandestine gay community of Paris. Oscar Wilde spent his last days here. And after the war, it became the home of jazz and existentialism. And this cafe, Les Deux Magots, has always been at the heart of it all. So 5 years ago, I'm sitting at Les Deux Magots for the first time, drinking an impossibly rich and expensive cocoa, thinking about all the amazing and eccentric people who have sat at these tables. Picasso, James Joyce, Bertolt Brecht, Sidney Bechet, Sartre, Simone de Beauvoir, Juliette Gréco, James Baldwin, the list just goes on and on. And the stories that they would have to tell. Stories, cocoa, new beginnings, an idea started forming in my mind. The first person I told about this was my best friend, Øystein, and the second person was my sister, Julia.
Hello, dear Emilia listeners. This is Julia, speaking to you from my living room in Vienna, where the first ever lines of Emilia dialogue were spoken out loud. But let me rewind to Christmas 2016. Philip and I were staying with our parents, and he told me about this idea he and Øystein had, and gave me the first three scripts to read. I loved them immediately, and suggested getting the theatre Alan and I were running at the time involved. Back then, we didn't know anything about the possibilities of remote recording, so Open House Theatre was a good partner, because we had a big network of English-speaking actors all in one place. So I sent Alan the scripts. As he has a very enterprising spirit and is always up for trying new projects, he was immediately on board. I remember waiting for the underground with him one night after rehearsals, and I remember how he turned to me with a grin and said that he would quite fancy the role of the interviewer. Alvina didn't actually exist yet. I originally came on board as casting coordinator, suggesting actors for parts and putting them in touch with Philip and Øystein. And that brings us back to May 2017, when Philip and Øystein came over to Vienna. We'd booked a studio for the weekend, and were going to record the first episodes. There were rehearsals and planning sessions in my living room. My husband made mountains of sandwiches, and I made so much pizza that my oven broke down. Well, now 5 years have passed, and my oven has never been right since. But we have 56 episodes of the Emilia Project that were a complete joy to work on. And when I read the lovely things that our listeners say about the show, I think it was worth it. Anyhow, enough of my reminiscing. Let us now pass the microphone to Hemi Yiroham, who has a strange encounter with a mysterious tattooed stranger just before auditioning for the part of Kozlovsky. Enjoy.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Excuse me, may I sit here?
Sure, of course.
You are being polite.
Well,
there are plenty of other tables, I know.
That's true.
And Londoners are always suspicious of strangers.
That's also true. They say we are famous for it.
Well, thank you.
My absolute pleasure.
I want to surprise my friends, you see. They will come out of that building, so I want to keep an eye on it.
That one?
You see the gargoyles on the second floor?
Oh, yeah. What's that in their hands?
Mugs of hot cocoa. Look how happy they look.
Really? I've been here so many times, I had no idea.
Cocoa drinking gargoyles of Brixton.
I'm actually waiting to go in there. Second floor too.
And when will that be?
In about 5 minutes.
You have time for another cup of coffee then. Let me get you one. What would you like?
No, you really don't have to.
Come on.
Oh, no, really. It's...
Do not be so Turkish.
I'll have a black Americano.
I know. Dairy makes your throat go all phlegmy.
How did you know...
Can I get you two anything?
Two black Americanos, please.
Right away.
Thank you.
Would you tell me what you are auditioning for?
Well, it's... Wait, how did you know... you must have seen me talking to myself.
An actor practicing in public is a fascinating and a ridiculous thing to watch.
We must look like lunatics.
So?
Well, I'm actually auditioning for a podcast. Fiction podcast. It's like a radio play.
I know what fiction podcast is. How do you feel?
What do you mean?
How do you feel about what you're about to do in there? Your audition?
A little nervous, to be honest. I would...
Yes, of course. You want to get the job.
Well, not just that.
But?
But also to be able to play the part.
So?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
What I am asking is if you have made a conscious decision about how much of your own self is in this character you're about to play. Anyone can read the lines, but are you bringing anything that is you? Your essence into it? That is the secret, I think. I apologize. I did not mean to give unsolicited acting advice to you. I am sure you know what you are doing.
It's still good to be reminded from time to time.
It must be exhilarating. Creating someone new and unique. I do it too, but in a very different way.
What do you mean?
Have you ever thought about how much we all want to escape? Leave our lives behind?
Anything that distracts us from our day-to-day mundanity, of course.
We escape into films, art, music, theatre, a brilliant story, sometimes even a good anecdote. Love is a drug because it makes us forget and takes us into a whole new existence. We love travelling because nothing is the same in that new place.
The amount of times I've thought about putting a wig on, disappearing with a new passport, and starting fresh.
It would take more than a wig to disappear and start fresh, believe me.
I guess.
Right. Well, my point is, you are very lucky in that your job is not only to escape, but also help others do so. It is so simple. I envy you.
What did you say you did?
Your Americanos?
Ah, thank you. May I also have sugar?
Oh, of course.
Actually, do you have any brown sugar? No, scrap that. Agave. Do you have any agave?
Yes, I'll be right back out with that.
Thank you. What is the point of gentrification if you cannot have agave, right? This area has changed a lot.
It's inevitable, they say. Progress.
Ah, but at what price? Always keep an eye on the price tag.
May I ask something?
Of course.
How did you know I was from Turkey?
My theory is that we all have a bit of each other in ourselves. And sometimes, something clicks.
Something clicks?
You recognize something.
Are you from Turkey too? Gerçekten mi? I have to say you have a great way of not answering questions.
I have been told so. Many times.
Well, I will have to go very soon. Thank you for my coffee.
My absolute pleasure.
Kozlowski.
Finally.
When you meet your friends from that building, thank them, will you?
For what?
Well, for this meeting to begin with, but more importantly, for the last 5 years.
Of course. Aunt Hemi.
Yes?
Break a leg. I have a very good feeling about this.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back. Good choice. A new life awaits. You'll hear back from us within the hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. I just said hoax. Okay. Hoax. Please consider the whole thing a hoax. She sells seashells by the seashore. Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby. I hate this.
Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first the credits. The voicemail was written and performed by Julia Morizawa. Hemi Meets Kozlovsky was written and performed by Hemi Yiroham. Memories shared by Philip and Julia Thorne. Audio editing by Philip Thorne and Julia Morizawa. Sound design by Adam Ray Munda. Music by Frederick Barden. Production assistance by Marty Patsival. And graphic design by Anders Pedersen. We've been blown away by all the amazing artwork and creations you shared this week as part of Coco Collabs. If you haven't yet, do check out the Coco Collabs hashtag on Tumblr, Instagram, or Twitter. Coco Collabs, that's COCOACOLLABS. And we'll be posting the art on our webpage, ameliapodcast.com, in the coming weeks too. We were delighted to receive lots of listener voicemails from around the world wishing us a happy anniversary, so we'll play you a compilation now. Thanks to everyone who has listened, spread the word, and supported us over the last 5 years, and we look forward to telling more stories for many years to come.
Happy 5-year anniversary, Amelia.
Amelia? Feliz quinto aniversario! Woo!
Feliz quinto aniversario, Amelia.
Feliz quinto aniversario, Amelia.
Feliz quinto aniversario.
For some reason, Amelia sounds similar to amapola, that in Spanish is poppy. So for some reason, I thought it was about supernatural flowers, some kind of project or organization that was about flowers or something.
While relishing in the excellent storytelling and audio composing of the Amelia Project, I hadn't for one moment considered that Les Deux Magots was an actual place in Paris. That is until last November, when my girlfriend and I literally happened upon it during our trip. We were rushing to get to our museum reservation when the beautiful facade caught my eye. I just had to experience the fabled Coco, so we decided to take the gamble. Cancel our reservation and indulge. And my oh my, not a single word uttered about this magnificent Coco was an exaggeration. Heavenly, divine, need I say more? I think not. Thanks for 5 sublime years of audio drama, and to many more.
Tokimusi Amelia Liyoi Sikisuno Luka Ponamute!
Maligayang ikalimang taong anibersaryo sa Amelia.
Hello, this is Anna from Australia, wishing Amelia a very happy 5-year anniversary.
Дорогая Амелия, с пятилетием! Юху!
Hello, Amelia Project podcast crew. This is Yami Kaku, saying how much I have enjoyed your podcast. I've loved every single episode. I love the story. My favorite episode is episode 49 with Tim Meredith. I just think it's spectacular. And looking forward to seeing where the podcast goes.
Okay, eso es suficiente. Amelia, Avina, entrevistador, Salvatore, alguien. Bueno, supongo que dejaré el mensaje en la contestadora. Solo llamaba para felicitarlos en su aniversario y decirles que les envío un regalo. Ya sé que no es chocolate de Les Deux Magots. Pero es chocolate Moctezuma y está muy rico y yo sé que les va a gustar. Gracias por... bueno, ya saben. En serio, no pensaba que la tatuadora de chilaquiles internacional fuera realmente una, ya sabes, profesión que tuvieran disponible. Pero bueno, realmente ustedes hacen lo imposible. Bueno, eso es todo. ¡Feliz quinto aniversario! Y abrazos, besos y chocolate. Chocolate. Sí. ¡Chao! ¡Mua!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.